This is our devotional commentary for Job chapter 12. I'm Pastor Doug Corlew. Welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. Then Job answered and said, "No doubt, you are the people, and wisdom will die with you. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Who does not know such things as these? I am a laughingstock to my friends, I who called to God and he answered me, a just and blameless man, am a laughingstock. In the thought of one who is at ease, there is contempt for misfortune. It is ready for those whose feet slip. The tents of robbers are at peace, and those who provoke God are secure, who bring their God in their hand. But ask the beasts, and they will teach you, the birds of the heavens, and they will tell you, or the bushes of the earth, and they will teach you, and the fish of the sea will declare to you, who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind. Does not the ear test words as the palate tastes food? Wisdom is with the aged, and understanding in length of days. With God are wisdom and might. He has counsel and understanding. If he tears down, none can rebuild. If he shuts a man in, none can open. If he withholds the waters, they dry up. If he sends them out, they overwhelm the land. With him are strength and sound wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He leads counselors away stripped, and judges he makes fools. He looses the bonds of kings and binds a waistcloth on their hips. He leads priests away stripped and overthrows the mighty. He deprives of speech those who are trusted and takes away the discernment of the elders. He pours contempt on princes and loosens the belt of the strong. He uncovers the deeps out of darkness and brings deep darkness to light. He makes nations great, and he destroys them. He enlarges nations and leads them away. He takes away understanding from the chiefs of the people of the earth and makes them wander in a trackless waste. They grope in the dark without light, and he makes them stagger like a drunken man." No doubt, you are the people, and wisdom will die with you. So begins chapter 12, as Job rebukes his friends for their cruelty. While repeating their shallow platitudes, they imagine they are uttering profound insight. Job wonders how the world will access wisdom when they are gone. Verses 1 and 2. But the sarcastic opening line is followed by Job's insistence that he too knows about God's sovereign power and unfathomable knowledge. He feels mocked by his supposed friends who don't realize that his own relationship with God is intact. Zophar and his two buddies have the simple task. They are at ease and can thoughtlessly look down on a sufferer. Verses 3 through 6. Even the animals, plants, and fish could testify to the truth that it is ultimately the Lord who governs all things. And people who have lived many years only gain an increased awareness that their very breath is dependent on God's sustaining power. So just as our mouths distinguish between various tastes, our ears should distinguish between wise and foolish counsel. Verses 7 through 12. True wisdom originates with God, so one should humbly look to him for direction and insight. Verse 13. But the world that Job sees is a wild world. God's sovereignty cannot be neatly packaged or systematized. To use the words of Chris Tomlin's song, "Our amazing God is indescribable, uncontainable. He is all-powerful, untamable." God does not conform to our expectations as he governs the world he has made. For example, how does the simplistic reasoning of Job's friends account for such things as natural disasters when God tears down humanity by droughts or floods? Verses 14 and 15. Then Job turns from the natural order to human affairs. Counselors, judges, kings, and priests can all be unseated at any time, and often they are. We do not live in a world where the wise, powerful, experienced, or religious are consistently rewarded. Those who seem secure in their positions are actually vulnerable. And this instability characterizes nations as well. Such transitions are not seen as random occurrences, attributable to blind chance or bad luck. God is actively governing his world as human leaders rise and fall. Verses 16 through 25. Job is not solving any problems in this chapter. If anything, he is raising more questions. But he is demonstrating that the simple moral and religious system of his friends can never be a solution. Bad things happen to good people, and good things to bad people. Simple human religion cannot account for this. We bow before God's sovereignty. We do not claim to grasp it. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com, and I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily in the Word.